part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Right, once again, good afternoon to you. Welcome back and thank you very much for sticking around. You're still listening to Adventist World Radio. We are together until 3 o'clock. It's 18 minutes now before 1. So for us to get into our Ask a Pastor segment, and we do have the pastor on the line. I want to remind you once again that this segment is purely and exclusively for you as the listeners who drive it. Send your questions. Whatever question it is that you have, please send it, and we'll find you a pastor. My producer always finds you a pastor to answer your question, and my responsibility is to make a point that your question is answered as very strictly as possible, and I try to be as robust as I can. So I'm not just throwing the question there. I do my best to try and tease out all the possible nuances in your question. Pastor Sina Temba Bonagela joins us once again as our Ask a Pastor for this week. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Naye, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Our question for today is, should people consult faith leaders for decisions like marriage or career changes?
All right. What I would first say, considering the question you've just posed, is that, you know, a religious leader's role, firstly, is to provide spiritual guidance and support to a person.
Right.
Now, there are instances where the religious leader will have expertise. I'll give you this example. Faith leaders sometimes are also marriage counselors, but at the same time, faith leaders might not be the best people for career advice. So this is what I would then say. Concerning things which are related to God, such as we believe marriage is an institution from God, I believe we should consult religious leaders. But of things that are not necessarily related to institutions that were made by God, the pastor can offer other services such as perhaps prayers, spiritual guidance, but not necessarily the best career guidance advice.
I'm curious, Mfundisi, and I think this is a very interesting perspective you're bringing now. Where do we get this idea from that pastors, for example, should be or can be or are marriage counselors or counselors in any regard for that matter? See, Tata Pilondo, Mfundisi, where do we get that from?
I'm not sure opposite Tata Khan. I do know pastors do study to become marriage counselors.
Right.
And so they become experts in terms of, for lack of a better word, education, and also experts in terms of marriage being an institution which we believe was made by God.
Right.
But in terms of making them experts in terms of everything else, it would then be a problem because one has limitations. You know, God has not given us all the gifts in the world, but he has given you a specific gift,
right?
For a specific purpose.
Okay, so do we have anywhere in scripture where we have an example of this marriage counseling in scripture done by a religious leader? And here I'm very open, it doesn't have to be the pastor as we see in the New Testament, but any, whether it is an apostle or a prophet or any, do we see marriage counseling done by human beings in the scriptures?
When I looked at this topic, I tried to look for biblical examples of people counseling each other on marriage and came to the discovery we don't have much of that. But
exactly.
What I will mention, the Bible does have a few statements on marriage,
okay.
But in terms of one one giving advice, one from one person to another.
Right.
It's very few occasions. We do have cases where Paul will quote on marriage or where the Bible gives advice
right.
in terms of marriage. But in
yes.
terms of one person coming to perhaps to Jesus at night to say,
yes.
I have a medical problem.
Yes.
We don't seem to have such examples.
Absolutely. So see, that's the basis of my question, Mfundisi Eti. If we don't see from Genesis to Revelation, we have seen a lot of marriage issues, marital problems that are so much like the marital problems we see today. But you don't find any religious leader interfering in such marriage. The only time we see God coming in, that's the only time. It's God who comes in and gives guidance. The domestic dispute we see between Sarah, who wants the other woman, which she brought to be married by her husband. Now she no longer, she wants a divorce and she wants the child to be fatherless. That's where the situation where God stepped in. But still, there was no one. No one came to interfere in that issue. So I'm not quite sure where we would be basing it on that when there are marriage issues, we must go to a religious leader and not go to God. Because the Bible says Abraham spoke to God about it. And God said, you know, Abraham, your wife is right on this one. Divorce this woman or let her go and let the child go as well. Which is the first time we are seeing God sanctioning absentee fathers. There we saw God okaying Abraham to be an absentee father. But we don't see any human being coming in to say, as with the power vested in me by church XYZ, I want to come and listen to your matrimonial issues and take sides, which one is right and wrong. Asnayo lonto iBhayibhile mfundisi. Sithatha phi? Where do we get this from? Why do we have pastors who are going to study for something that has no biblical basis?
Let me respond to it in this way. I think we are speaking on the same organization. We are saying the same thing.
Right, right.
My submission on saying we can and not necessarily saying we should on things related to marriage, because a religious leader will then point you to God, who's the institution or who instituted. So in a case where you don't know where to go, I will simply say, go to God. This is what God says. This is not what I wasn't a temper when actually on the issue says.
Yes.
But and so on that instance, I would say you can go to a religious leader. But in terms of them being experts in careers and marriage, they might not be the best experts for that. But God, who instituted the marriage and who instituted, you know, marriage, would be the best. And so a religious leader can help in instances where you have perhaps forgotten.
Right.
And consult on this.
Right.
To say, but this is what God says on the issue.
Yeah. So in scripture, Mfundisi, with regard to the issue of careers, I don't know if this idea that there should be career guidance done by some expert is really consistent with what we believe in when you're looking at the scriptures. I'll give you an example. Jesus is raised as an apprentice to Joseph to be a carpenter. So Jesus is known to be the son of a carpenter. He himself then becomes a carpenter, at least up until the age of 30, where he got baptized. Then he changes career and he becomes a rabbi. Now, the question is, was he wrong for changing career for being a carpenter and to be a rabbi? We have the very same Paul who studied and trained in academia. He's a member of the Sanhedrin, but because now he has changed faith now, he can't be a member of the Sanhedrin. He goes and becomes a tent maker, changing careers. Jesus encourages these guys who are fishermen by trade to change and become rabbis. So I'm not quite sure if career advice is good, because you're going to find people who are schooled, who are trained as career advisors and guiders, who will tell you that, no, choose a career that is going to be sustainable. And yet we see very poor signs of sustainability in all of the apostolic church. The entirety of the apostles had different careers before Christ came, and Christ told them to abandon those careers and engage in apostleship. So again, I'm gonna ask, Tina Singabando being called us, keep on going to his course. As people of faith, do we really have a biblical basis to insist on guiding people? Shouldn't it be God who guides people on what careers they are going to engage in, and not a pastor or a religious leader?
Calls that a biblical basis. We don't have a biblical basis.
Yes.
When you use that term biblical basis, it would then mean that whatever idea we have comes from the Bible.
Yes.
And we don't have that idea from the Bible where an apostle or a religious leader would say to a person, "Yeka oba a fisherman."
Right.
But they meet Christ himself.
Yeah.
And he's the one who actually directs that. So we don't have a biblical basis.
Right. Right. Okay. I'm glad that you're picking up on that, Funis. So my final question, and I'll let you go, Funis. Then those who study, your colleagues who study to be marriage counselors and counselors in other respects for youth and so forth, surely these people aren't doing anything biblical. Whatever they are doing is worldly. It's secular. It is not biblical. It has no biblical basis. There is no injunction in the Bible for them to take such training. They're doing it purely out of their own will, and no marriage will stand or fall because the married people did not go to the marriage counselor. True or false?
I would say, now this is based on my opinion.
Yes.
I don't want to be counted as an opinion perhaps of the church or of anyone else.
Okay.
Now, based on my opinion, I would say I agree partially and I disagree partially.
Okay.
Where I agree is that as human beings, we ought to be giving people the advice that comes from God.
Right.
Not pointing them to ourselves.
Right.
But in the same light, it is important, God has given us a mind that we should use to think.
Right.
And if we are not maximizing the opportunities, we'll have to answer one day. I'll give you an example. If God gave me an idea in terms of how to advise someone who is suicidal. I'll just give an example.
Right.
Someone who's suicidal. The mind for me to be able to advise someone who's suicidal.
Right.
But I don't exercise that based on, because I read and studied on that, and I don't exercise it.
Right.
I would think that God would hold me accountable one day to say, but you do not maximize your mind. So I would say studying other fields helps one maximize in terms of how they can help within Christianity.
Right.
But at the end of the day, whatever expertise you have should be working toward what God wants.
Absolutely.
Rather than what my career would advise. I'd also give an example to say there are things that counseling will teach you which is slightly against what God would advise.
Yes, yes.
And so on such things, you as a counselor who's perhaps also Christian, you should be using or utilizing your counseling skills toward what God wants.
Yeah, yeah. I think, Funisu, I totally understand and agree with you. Everyone who has a skill of swimming must go and help people and teach people to swim. Teach people on first aid, teach people to drive. All these things that you have the skill, you must help people and equip people. But we must not make it an imperative that you can't get married without doing marriage counseling. You can't get a job without getting career guidance. You can't do this in this church. You can't do this without us. That's what I was bringing, Punis.
There we both agree.
Okay.
There we both agree.
Okay. Okay. So I want also to everyone to understand that the Seventh-day Adventist Church has many skilled practitioners who can guide you and help you. It is not a biblical imperative, but it is prudent and wise for you to seek counsel. The Bible does say anyone who thinks themselves to be wise, they seek counsel. And then they go and do whatever they want to do. If you are wise, you'll find you'll ask to those from those who already have knowledge about it so that you don't find yourself stumbling. So I totally agree with you, Mfundisi. I'm happy this conversation was very helpful for me because I was bothered by it and I was wondering how you're going to respond. I'm very happy. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.